In with the nose, hold, out with the mouth. In with the nose, out with the mouth. This guided investment meditation is for general meditation and advice only and should be not considered personal, financial, tax, legal, or personal meditation advice. Please read the full disclosure about this meditation in the show notes below. It's stressful out there if you're new to all this stuff. I get it. Lots going on this week. We've had the Feds in the US increase interest rates. Interest rates are rising everywhere in Australia. Inflation's going nuts. But markets are going pop. But if you zoom out and look at the graph, over the last 5 to 7 years, there's no cause for concern. I mean, because we invest with long-term focus, right? So why do we get caught up in the short-term volatility? Maybe it's a rain check that I'm not actually an investor. I'm a saver and I need to save money for a short-term goal. So I shouldn't have invested that money. And if that's the case, I would really encourage you to step back and maybe not invest anymore. Leave your investment. It will be fine. It will recover. And just save cash, because cash isn't volatile. When we invest, we take on risk, but we are aware of the risks. If you buy a broad index, is there a risk that there'll be volatility? Absolutely, it's guaranteed. Is there a risk that you'll lose all your money? Sure. Is it likely? Nah. So in these times, I wanted to do a public service announcement just to really keep you focused. The worst is not over. There may be months ahead of sell-offs. Extreme volatility, it's the new norm. You need to keep your mitts off your superannuation. You know, if you're investing for 30, 40 years, why are you selling your investments in your superannuation and trading and moving it to cash and then, I'll wait till the bottom? Well, you don't know when the bottom is. When was the bottom? When was the last bottom? We need hindsight to know that. So it's impossible to know. So keep your mitts off your super. I want you to delete any investing apps from your phone if you're prone to check it daily. That's not to say don't keep investing. That's just to say don't look at it daily. And if the app's not on my phone, well, it's hard to look at something that isn't there, right? You got to keep your strategy. Why did you start to invest to start with? Well, you started it because you wanted to build wealth. You started it because you had money in your life that you wanted to commit for the longer term that would return a higher rate than inflation and cash. And we can do that, but you can't do that if you sell when we have a couple of shaky weeks or months. It's for the long term. You know, I see comments where people say, well, I sold out just before COVID and then I bought in when it hit the deck and it, you know, dropped 10%, 30%, whatever that is. Or I sold just before the war and now I'm cash heavy, ready to go in. I mean, that's cute, but you've just been lucky and you don't know what's going on. You think you do, but you don't. I mean, I'm happy to be wrong, but I don't trade, I don't time the market, I just invest monthly. You know, at the time of recording, it's 3 p.m. on the 17th of June, and I've just transferred a heap of money into my superannuation because it's the end of the financial year and I wanted to cap out my contributions and, you know, add a little bit more money. I do that at the end of every June. I would have done that last year if the markets were hot. And I'm doing it this week when the markets are shaky. See, these events that happen week in and week out on markets, they are actually expected. You know, here's a prediction for you. In 10 years' time, there's going to be a couple of weeks on markets where it's going to be a 5% loss. Oh, okay. Yep, that's cool. I understand the risks that I'm an investor. But the problem is now we're living in that prediction that I could have made the same prediction about today 10 years ago, that we knew that there was going to be some shaky grounds at some point. At the time, we know that it's going to happen and that it's predicted that there'll be volatility and sell-offs in different times. But when we're living in it, we freak out because our emotions get the better of us and we think we've made the wrong decision, but we haven't. We're just looking at it daily, and we shouldn't look at stuff daily. Control what you can control. So, can you control world economic policy? Well, I can't, so I don't really worry about that. I control my budget and my spending and my savings and my investing amounts. I control that stuff. I allocate my investing amounts to quality diversified ETFs. You know, I don't own any single stocks. I have broad-based ETFs. And I understand that there are cycles in life. Like, you know, we're coming into winter. Well, it's winter now in Australia. You know, it was predicted last year that it would get cold this year. Well, I'm not panicked. I just keep my jumper on when it's cold and just live. You know, there are seasons in life, like there are seasons with investing. So we don't panic when it's getting really hot or really cold because we know that there's seasons. I can't control the seasons, but I can control that, you know, I might lock my house up and let the cold air stay outside. Well, I can't control the markets, but I can delete an app and not look at it every day and just keep investing monthly. I just want to encourage you, like, go for a walk, take a bike ride, read a book, watch a movie, make a meal, find a new hobby, catch up with a friend, kick a ball with your kids, take a special someone, take them out this weekend. Life is more than money and investing. Let the investing stuff take care of itself. Lift up your eyes, look to the hills. You know, let's get out of this day-to-day news cycle of negativity and the world ending. It'll be fine. Life goes on. Keep investing. Look at the big picture. If in doubt, zoom out. Look at the last 10 years of what investment markets have done. Just go and live your life. Keep your mitts off your shares, ETF, managed funds. Keep your mitts off your super. You're not an investment professional. You know, just had a coffee with a friend who's an electrician. He's an electrician. With all due respect, he's not an investment professional, so he's not trying to time the market. And to be honest, a lot of these fund managers, you look at the data, only 20% of them actually do better than the market returns. So we're buying and holding for the long term. It's that simple. If you can't allocate money to growth assets for at least 5 years, don't. It just means investing isn't for you at this time. Don't worry about the FOMO of missing out. Don't worry about, oh, I'm going to lose money. Well, you know, the share price or the unit price of your ETF, that may have cooled off. But remember, you do own the underlying shares and units. They're not taking units off you. The unit price is just worth a little bit less. So I'm not here to solve all your problems, probably here to create a few actually, literal, but I'm here to remind you of what we're all about. And we're all about the long term. When it comes to our investing, we're all about our strategy. We're all about saying, I love my work. I love my job. I love my career. I've got purpose in life. I want to live a generous lifestyle, giving money to people and being generous. I want to live on less than I earn. I want to be socially conscious with the environments that I live in and occupy. I want to save money for my future. I want to make sure I'm not spending more than what I earn week on week. I want to focus on living a good, balanced life. Oh, by the way, any money left over, I'll invest that for the long term. And there could be some short-term volatility. See where I'm getting at? A lot of us get so fixated on stuff that we can't control and it consumes us. I mean, I opened my investing brokerage account this week just to record a podcast. If you want another rant of mine, there's one for an hour on My Millennial Money that was last week. I think it's called Investing at This Time or something like that. But we just got to chill out. It's all good. Like, yeah, I wouldn't have opened my investing account if I didn't open it to do the podcast episode. Because week-on-week fluctuations in markets do not cause me to react or change my strategy. If markets went up 3% in a day, we're not jumping online saying, oh, should I sell some of my shares? No, because there's no pain in gain, is there? No, no, no. But it drops 3% and you're like, oh, should I sell everything now? No, we just need to get on with life. It's all good. If you want encouragement, jump into the Facebook group. And lots of comments in there. I did a post of my public service announcement. There's a post in there. Just search PSA. But hey, you're in great hands because you're educated. You're in great hands because you're thinking about this. You're in great hands because you're not doing what people do when they're not in control of their emotions. Are you? Say with me, I am not selling my shares. There's a question there. Someone in the group said, oh, is now a good time to buy? I'm at 50% of my emergency fund. No, now's a good time to keep building your emergency fund to 100%. Then you can look at what you're doing with your money after you get there. So this FOMO thing, it's wild. Just focus on you, focus on your own life. I'm Glenn James. If you need help with this stuff, we've got a heap of resources. And I say that for a couple of reasons. Number one, we make these resources because often they're just questions that people always ask. So Glenn's Investing School, it's an online course. My book, Sort Your Money Out and Get Invested. The, you know, we've got the podcast, the Made podcast and the Facebook group. So that's like, we've got all these resources and then some of them are free, some of them you have to pay for. And the second reason, like we bring this content to you and run this community at no cost. So if you want to help out, get encouraged, learn, and support the show, you can buy an online course, buy my book, all that stuff. But hey, I appreciate you listening. If you got this far, congratulations. And remember, just breathe.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.